The following program was produced by an independent community producer. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the ECAT staff or board of directors.
There's a girl, she's a star. She's got style, Steffi Star. You see her face around the town. She's popular, Steffi Star.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Weinstein.
Oh,
I'm Meredith Keach. And we were chit-chatting. We didn't even know we were on. We have a real estate team of 11 people. We are number one in Easton. We are all over every town, everywhere, all over the nation, all over the world. Whatever you need, call us at Weinstein Keach.
We've been having fun with videography and Gregory recently.
Yeah, so. I don't know if you guys have seen you guys. Meanwhile, there's one person here, our guest, mm-hmm. whom I love dearly. She's the cutest thing ever. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introducing Kathy H. Cosgrove. And Kathy, say hello.
Thank you, ladies. Yeah. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So I always like to say, Mara's like, who's Kathy? And I'm like, Kathy, first of all, I love her, number one. Number two, she is the ultimate Bruins fan. I'm not sure that you are going to find anyone who loves or knows more about the Bruins than Kathy H. Cosgrove.
It's true.
And I like calling you Kathy H. now that I just found out you have a middle initial H. What's your middle name?
Helen.
Oh, Kathleen Helen?
Katherine.
Oh, Katherine Helen.
With an A, with a K in the middle.
K. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
K-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E.
Katherine?
Helen.
Katherine Helen.
Yeah. Yeah, get that right, folks.
What's your maiden name?
Nichols.
Nichols.
Where did you grow up?
Braintree.
Oh, you're a Braintree.
Home of the Braintree Womps, yeah.
Oh, she's a womp.
What the heck is a womp?
What is a womp?
Wampanoag Indian.
Oh, oh, wow. Is that allowed?
They still allow it?
I have a feeling I think they're changing.
They are?
They are changing the name, but I think they're keeping the mascot logo, I believe.
Oh.
I'm not sure. Now I'll have to check that.
Oh.
I mean, Braintree people.
Remember when you'd have Redskins?
Mm-hmm.
Is that allowed?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh.
Now they're the Washington Commanders.
Oh, the Commanders. Okay. Wait, somebody else still has a name that
Chicago
is
Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Blackhawk, is that Native
Chicago.
American? But is that a real Native American tribe?
I believe so, in Chicago, yeah. Well, it's the logo is an Indian with feathers.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
So if you dressed like an Indian for Thanksgiving, is that like blackface?
You know, I don't know. And
what?
It's very conflicting because you would think, like, for Braintree, for example, we're like honoring the Wampanoag Indian. We're not making
right.
fun of it. We're saying, you know, Wampanoag must have settled in the area and somebody back in the 1600s picked that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But I was having a themed Thanksgiving and I was going to invite people to dress up.
I did see an email from the schools and they said something that I've that effect, like people's religion and their culture, nationality are not something, which basically meant like don't dress like them for Halloween.
Hmm.
Well, what about if you're hosting Thanksgiving?
Well, I
maybe
think...
just stick to pilgrims.
Yeah, but weren't the pilgrims the bad people?
And Anthony wants to be, he has a costume.
Anthony wants to be the chief.
And he's not a pilgrim.
Well, not according to the book I'm reading.
Oh,
here
we
go.
She's reading the worst book in the United States.
I haven't finished it. It has taken me months.
It is the most
horrible. I can only read 10 pages at a time and I have 80 left. But it's about the rise and fall of the Comanche Indians.
Oh.
And it's about beatings and
rape, pillage.
Ooh. Yeah. This is her light reading.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, I mean, I think it's kind of like in the world today, right? What we have going on today, right, is... everybody kind of plays their part in the nastiness of what goes on. And all of a sudden there's an atrocity. And then you kind of wonder, was it just a random act? No, it's acts of war. War is horrible.
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 I don't like to fight.
Women are mutilated, raped, pillaged, murdered, along with children.
Dragged to the streets.
Yes.
And that's why if we were in charge, none of this would be happening.
Probably. Anyway, I do have pilgrim hats.
Okay. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I put that out for decoration.
I have a turkey hat.
I have been stressing out about Thanksgiving like you wouldn't believe.
Everybody does.
Well, so I host every year and I'm fine. And I love it. I absolutely love hosting. So this year, my friend Kim Lazarian said, let's do it together. And I said, fine. Next thing I know, her daughter's boyfriend's parents are coming from New York. Now, I live in a condo, okay? I don't have this big sprawling home with this giant kitchen. Like, I have a three-level condo, so there's room, but there's not that much room.
I know, but what a compliment, Stephanie. Really, like, Kim isn't going to be like, come to Stephanie's house if it's a really bad time. She's going to be like, no, it's so much fun. The food is so good.
Well, we do. And so we have come. A lot of laughs.
Yeah.
And so Tony's doing two deep fried turkeys because last year he did a deep fried turkey and I did a regular turkey and we did a taste test and everyone said hands down, the deep fried turkey was absolutely delicious. It only took 45 minutes.
Wow.
The skin was crispy as crispy could be and the inside was juicy. So good. The juices were pouring. So we kind of took like a poll, whoever I was with, and they're like, Ty said, should I do a regular turkey again in the oven and Tony do his? And Cliggy said, Anthony should do two deep fried turkeys. And I said, who agrees with Cliggy? And everybody raised their hands. Huh. So now he's going to be doing two.
How many pounds are we talking for these
20
birds?
20-something.
Each one.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm having 20-something people.
Okay.
And so, but we finally figured out that I'm setting up my garage. We're going to hang white sheets.
Perfect.
And we're going to put tables in there and it's going to be the bar area.
Perfect.
Right? You need a bar. Like there's going to be a lot of young people and everybody likes drinking on Thanksgiving. This has changed my life.
How are you going to hang the white sheets?
I don't know. I asked Anthony. He said, don't worry. I have it. I don't know what he's going
to
do.
I feel like I need to be involved.
Can you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I like it. Good stuff.
Yeah. So that's going to be the bar. So I just feel so much better now. And I don't want a million different dishes. I need to just keep it traditional.
Simple.
And simple. That's Thanksgiving. Turkey, mashed potato, stuffing, cranberry mold, broccoli.
Cranberry mold?
Broccoli.
Well, Auntie Benny makes the broccoli.
Oh, my God.
It's like so crack. Good. You know, it's okay. Got all the bad stuff
in
it.
You do a cranberry mold?
Cranberry jello mold. It's half cranberry, half jello, and it's a mold. Gloria Aronson is bringing that. Oh. It's delicious. My mother always made the cranberry jello mold, too, and there was always stress whether it was going to come out of the mold or not. I don't know if it's going to come out of the mold. It was a whole thing. Mm. So she's doing that. And Gloria's making mashed potatoes. Oh, and sweet potato pie.
There you go.
And probably some corn. That's it. So I'm keeping it simple.
Stuffing?
Of course.
Okay. Gravy? I don't know if you said that.
Yeah, stuffing. I don't know who's making the stuffing. I haven't perfected my stuffing recipe yet.
What will you do for apps?
I think I'm just going to do, I have a giant board. I might just do one big giant charcuterie and maybe some shrimp cocktail. Mm. That's it.
That sounds good.
With shrimp cocktail, do you buy it already cooked or do you cook it yourself?
I think cooked. The big ones, I think at Costco.
I was going to say, if you buy the frozen bag at Costco, yep. the big frozen bag,
yep.
And thaw that out, they're delish.
Cooked or uncooked?
Uncooked. Uncooked, devined.
Yeah. Oh, uncooked.
Uncooked,
yeah.
Peeled,
oh,
devined.
So then you just throw them in the pan and they cook up so quickly.
Mm-hmm. You're going to saute them or boil them?
Boil?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you cook them?
What?
How do you cook them?
Saute.
Oh, even for cold shrimp cocktail?
I never even knew I was supposed to boil it. You just dump the frozen shrimp in the hot water?
Hot water.
That's all I've always done. I didn't know you could. I mean, I saute it if I'm making a meal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it'd be equally good. I just did it recently.
I can't
believe
I hadn't
thought about doing it for a shrimp cocktail.
Right.
Who knew?
And then put them on ice and then make sure they're dry.
They have to be dry. When they get wet, it gets nasty.
Oh.
You got to dry them on paper towels or something.
Oh.
And then you can make them like the morning of or something. Cause
it takes 2 seconds.
If you boil them, it makes your house stinky. So you got to do it well in advance of anybody coming over.
Plus, if you're making that many, you're going to need like a bunch of different frying pans. Just throw it in a pot of big pasta bowl.
It's like 5 minutes it boils.
Why didn't I know this?
I don't know.
That's why we have these discussions.
Yeah. My God, this is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some cocktail sauce and some lemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Done on ice.
You can make your own cocktail sauce.
You need horseradish too.
Oh, yeah. Right. So ketchup and.
Yeah. Depending on how spicy you like it. I love shrimp cocktail. Mm. Mm.
I feel like you should come.
No, I have this five of us and there's kids.
Too many.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got too many people.
Yeah. There's kids.
And so Meredith doesn't really have, you're not, usually you get a big to-go thing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So.
You're not doing that this year.
Yeah. So when my mother-in-law hosted, she would make every dish in the world. It was really incredible. Mm. It was the most delicious. But I always felt badly because she cooked for days.
Yeah,
it felt like
exhausting.
And used every container in her house. It was like a 2-hour all hands-on clean up dishes afterwards. Ugh. The food was incredible. But, you know, it was her thing. It's what she loved to
she
do.
She probably enjoyed it.
Yeah, she did. And I don't know what they're doing. They've downsized. But yeah. And my mom goes to my brother's. She has for years. And so we don't – I don't invite anybody over.
I feel like you should go somewhere.
It's so nice. We don't.
I know.
It's so infrequent that we get to just be home
and do nothing
and enjoy our day. And we go watch crappy football, you know, away versus Sharon. And, you know, they have good heart, but it's not good
okay,
football.
Right. But there's Sharon loses every year pretty much. Don't
sometimes
they?
Away oh, loses. Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Back and forth.
You never know.
Sorry.
You never know. You could have a player running in the wrong direction. I mean, it is like, it is bad.
Yeah.
Where is the game this year? Is it home or away?
We were Sharon last year, so it must be home. And my husband doesn't like turkey. And I think I've made one turkey in my life and he doesn't really like it. So
what will you eat?
I don't know. You know, I usually did.
Italian?
When my kids were little, we did like the Thanksgiving in a box. You could order it from, you know, restaurants or.
Caterer.
Yeah. But. It wasn't amazing. Mm. My kids didn't care because they don't, you know, they ate like sparrows, but they're eating a little more now. And everybody has to make something. Even when they were little, they had to make something.
Oh, interesting.
Because that's the spirit of Thanksgiving, right? Everybody brings something. It's like a massive potluck. And
so maybe you should have a theme this year of what everybody wants to eat. And then everybody can make something. So if you want to do Italian.
Yeah.
Or you could always do Chinese.
That's a good idea.
Stay in your pajamas all day.
Yeah, but Chinese food has too much sodium in it. It makes me swell up. Mm. But Italian might be good.
So do Italian.
That's a good idea.
Delicious.
Do you think some of the Italian restaurants are cooking?
You could get it the day before.
Italian food's good the day after.
Yeah? Maybe.
Get some meatballs.
Or Italian kitchen. Who has better meatballs?
I don't know. That's not true. We actually used them for catering once for one of our... Oliver Ames banquets. Might have been lacrosse or football.
So good.
Yeah, they
were very
good.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I host.
How many people?
Well, this year I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 8 or 9.
Okay.
And 4 dogs.
Four dogs.
Oh, who's? Mm-hmm. Well, you have 2.
I have 1.
Oh.
My stepdaughter has 2 and my other stepdaughter has 1. So that will be fun.
And the dogs get along?
Yeah, for the most part. They just kind of met really this summer. So, okay.
But, what kind? Big?
Small? I have a boxer.
Okay.
His name is Bergeron.
Bergeron.
You know who?
Patrice
Bergeron
obviously.
Is.
Obviously.
And I guarantee you my dog is not retired. And then we have Jake, who was a rescue, who has 3 legs.
Jake.
He's tripod.
Aww.
And we love Jake.
What happened to his leg?
We don't know. He was found in, I believe it was Arkansas, traveling through the streets, dragging his leg. And a police officer took him, raised money, had his leg amputated, was fostered. And my stepdaughter and her wife got him. He's the best. And then my other stepdaughter has also 2 rescues. And they're like mixes. I'm not sure what.
Now. Kathy's stepdaughters are twins.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is a coach for
the Rhode Island College women's basketball.
Oh, cool.
And last year they went to the Final Four. And it's very exciting for us. We have a history of coaches in our family. Mike's dad was a coach for youth, his whole.
Mr. Cosgrove, didn't he start
Jack
Pop
Cosgrove.
Warner?
Started Pop Warner football
in
the town of Sharon.
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
And he coached all through his adult life. And then my husband coached Pop Warner and he coached freshman football at OA. And my brother-in-law was the head coach of University of Maine football for about 25 years. Now he's the head coach of Colby College football. And now Jenna is following in the footsteps. And we're very proud of her because she took over a program that had won like 3 or 4 games. And within 6 years, she was in the Final Four. And she's going again next year.
She is gangsta.
Yeah, she's great. So we actually have our fundraiser tip-off Friday night. Her season starts in a week.
How exciting. So you and Michael go to the games?
We do.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the games are local, you know. So, yeah. So we're excited. So it's very busy between the Boston Bruins and Rhode Island College women's basketball. My social calendar is full.
Do you go to a lot of the games or watch them on TV?
I go to 22 home Bruins games, which is half a season.
That's a big commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. It's your thing, though.
It's my thing.
And so do you have parking? What do you do? So are there season ticket holders? Yeah, for Bruins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And do you have good seats?
We sit Loge 1, which is center ice, row 17.
I'd say that's a yes.
Excuse me.
Center right.
We actually have a guy who has a little
loft. Excuse me.
She basically looks right like this. Right. Center ice. That's awesome.
So, yeah. We have a lot. We have a guy. We text him at like 2 o'clock that we're coming in, and he saves us a spot.
For parking. Oh, brilliant. Well, you got to do that. If you're going to 22 games in the city, you have to have your parking dialed in. Otherwise, you're not going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Or you'd have a driver.
Well, yeah. It was the time I got Celtics tickets. So I told Aunt, I'm going to get the Celtic tickets. You deal with the parking. He's like, awesome. Okay. So I get the tickets. I'm like, okay. Day of the event. Parking all set? Yeah, don't worry about it. I got it. Okay. I knew he didn't. So we pull up to the first garage. He's like, yeah, do you have your reservation? He goes, no. He goes, well, you can't park here. We're full. I'm like. Now we headed to a second garage. Guy goes, don't even come. We're full and you don't have a reservation. Third garage, I am steaming. I said, you know what? And it was pouring rain. I was livid. Guess what I had to do? Take public transportation. We had to park and take public transportation. Livid. I said, you had one job.
Yeah.
Yeah, only have to mess that up once.
Well, and to make matters even worse, the Celtics were playing the Knicks. The Knicks fans are horrific. Ooh. We had women behind me screaming and screeching in my ear. I wanted to turn around and punch them in the throat.
Ooh.
They were saying some nasty stuff.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, so I haven't got tickets again.
Well, the other thing you have to remember when you're going into Boston for a sporting event, you cannot bring a truck.
Right. Oh. Yeah, I can't bring my Suburban in the city anymore.
Yep. Nope. So like my husband has a Suburban and I have an Audi. So we drive. They won't park you.
Yep.
They won't park you at all?
No.
You're kidding.
I brought to Red Sox. Thank God it wasn't like a big deal. It was frozen Fenway. Mm. Yeah. And he was like, with my Suburban.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was like, you can park over by that truck over there. But he was totally irritated if it was a full event.
Did he charge you extra?
Nope. But I had another parking garage. Was like, get out of here. I was putting my nose in to go down. And he's like, you can't park that in here. Mm-hmm. You'll get stuck.
No.
Yeah, they were just like little cars. They could fit inside my Suburban. Yeah. It's not a practical car for the city.
No. Is your Audi a truck or a car?
No, it's the Q5. So it's like the little, it's a four-door.
So you can drive that in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say like a small Explorer is about the best you're going to get.
Yeah, because the other thing is I've been hit and run a couple times too because the Suburban or a truck would be so wide that people coming in whack you, going out, they whack the corner of your truck. It's not fun.
Not fun.
Yeah.
Now, why the big truck?
Why not?
It's the best on the highway.
It's so good on a highway.
I love when you drive.
Yes.
Although, we have to go to events and Meredith drives, I love it. I feel so safe.
Though my back shocks are out, so it's a little bit like this.
Oh.
But it feels
like
you're
in a boat. Those fixed.
No, Sam said they're on back order, whatever the part is.
Are you going to be okay to drive on Monday?
Yeah. Oh. I got to get my car clean, though.
Where are you headed Monday?
Oh, we have some luxury event. Yeah.
Nice.
So, all right, Kathy. So, tell us about your routine going into Boston for the Bruins.
Yeah.
How do you okay. pregame?
So like yeah, what do you do for pregame?
If you have a, what time is the game like average?
The game starts at 7. We leave at 4:30. Okay. We get to our parking spot at about 5:25. Okay. We walk across the street to a standing reservation at Filippo's restaurant. We sit in Cristiano's section. I have one espresso martini. Michael has a tangerine tonic. We get two salads, calamari, and we split the eggplant. And then we proceed to...
Excuse me, have you ever diverted from this?
Sometimes Michael gets the Boston Garden, which is chicken parm, prosciutto, mozzarella, and eggplant.
Now, wait a minute. Have you kept track of what you ordered and if they've won or not? Like, if he's diverted to the... I think you should keep track of that. Could, you know, their win could have something to do with the food you and Michael are eating before the game. I love it. 5:25 at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Takes about 55 minutes.
55 minutes.
And then we walk to our seat, and I have to be there for the national anthem. I was actually on TV Monday night.
Of course you were.
Singing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I know.
And do you know everybody around you? Well, sometimes. It depends if they sell the tickets.
Not really, there are a couple people in the section over that we see that that are there a lot, but people, it's hard to go to 44 home games. You know, when you have season tickets, that's how much, there's 84 regular seasons, 84 games in a season, and half of them are home.
Is that the most games that any team plays?
Baseball plays over 100.
So you said you did 22. Wow. Can you buy a 22 pack, or do you have to sell, you buy a full pack and then you have to sell them?
So the seats are owned by somebody I know, and I split with him. I've been splitting with him for about 25 years.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a win-win for you.
It's a win-win.
So do you pick which games you want to go to?
He kind of picks his first, depending on him and his family. You know, he has a son who's a hockey fan, and then he sends me a list, and I pretty much I take them all. Because if I can't use a game, fortunately, Rhode Island College and the Boston Bruins don't have conflicts, because the Rhode Island plays on Wednesday and the Bruins play Tuesday and Thursday. So sometimes we have a conflict on a Saturday, and if that's the case, I have friends that I sell them to. Yeah, so it works.
Have you been to a Bruins game?
No.
Oh, never?
Gotta go to a Bruins game.
Yeah, it's fun.
I know you go to the Patriots games.
I go to the Patriots.
But.
I heard the Bruins games
are first of all, you cannot leave. You don't leave your seat during the game. Like, it's not, you could miss something
in
5 seconds.
Right.
It's total attention. You have to watch.
So you're not even barely talking to Michael. You are focused on that game.
It's so fast moving.
Especially
with the pros. Like, it's just so fast.
And it's hard. You know, people say, oh, I can't watch hockey. It's so hard. Well, it is on TV. You can't even see the puck. But you're like live, and it's just
so exciting.
So exciting.
And they're so huge. They're because they're, and they're on their skates. So they're just like enormous human beings.
Who came up with this game?
I can't even imagine being out there. Like, they're just so big and strong, like coming at you.
I think all athletes are amazing. I mean, my husband was an athlete, and I was not at all. I was faculty cheerleader, and that was about my athletic ability in high school.
Well, but today's day and age, you probably would be an athlete.
Maybe. But I think hockey players are the toughest, the strongest. I mean, they're doing all that on skates.
I agree. Yeah. I think they're the toughest.
Yeah. And it's funny because they only play like an average of like 20 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Like,
that's it?
The game
they're
is
in
like
a full body sweat.
You're kidding.
Soaking, like, yeah, because it's so intense. They go out and it's just a full on sprint.
Maybe a minute.
What?
At a time. That's why they're always jumping off and on the ice.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yep. And they get mad, like my kids play, and they'll get really angry if you stay out too long.
But how do they know when to come
teammates.
In?
A lot of times you'll see them like, I need a forward or whatever. Yeah. Or they just do a line shift if there's a whistle.
Because you go out, it's like going out doing suicides and coming back in. Like you're exhausted. You shouldn't be staying out there because you're tired. So, I hear it from Shay. If like her teammates aren't getting off the ice. Yeah.
So you have to know yourself to get off the ice.
Yeah. When you're little, they have a buzzer.
But as an adult.
Well, sometimes, you know, if you're in a situation where the puck's in the zone and you got it, you can't just leave.
No.
You can't just be like, excuse me, I want
to
get off.
I have to go to the bathroom. Excuse me, can I have a replacement, please?
So you got to kind of wait until maybe the puck clears and then you can scoot off and somebody can come replace you. It's very exciting.
There's so many rules.
There's a lot of rules. Yeah.
I don't know.
And the Boston Bruins are celebrating their 100th year this year. They were formed in 1924. They were the first American team to join the NHL. Canadian team, some of the Canadian teams had already been playing, but Boston was the first. So it's a big year for us. It's the 100th centennial celebration.
Oh, no.
Kathy, what are you doing for the celebration?
Well, I got my new jersey, so.
How many jerseys do you have?
I have 4.
Who?
I have Brad Marchand as my new jersey because he's our captain. I have Patrice Bergeron, the Pooh Bear logo. And then I have Zdeno Chara, Hockey Fights Cancer, that I bid on for all my cancer peeps. And then I have a military appreciation jersey that's also Chara. Yeah.
Who has been your all-time favorite Bruin?
Well, I could say Cam Neely because I had a crush on him. And
you know who my crush was back then?
Who?
Ray Bourque.
Oh, yeah.
I was obsessed.
Yeah.
Meredith, did you have a Bruin crush? Oh.
No.
Okay. Cam was hot.
Yeah.
He was a coach? Show.
He is the president.
Oh. Oops.
It's okay. Yeah. So anyways, it's going to be a great season. I'm looking forward to it.
Current Bruin games, though, are gentrified.
Hmm?
I mean, what? Do you remember going in the 80s to Bruins games, like to the playoff games? At the old garden. So what I'm saying is it's gentrified, meaning it's like it's basically corporate now. It's beautiful seating, beautiful accommodations, beautiful. It's not even like a snack bar. I wouldn't even call it.
What kind of snacks do they have to eat?
The food's gotten a lot better over the years since, you know, I mean, like you were saying back in the old days, like Michael had season tickets in the balcony when I first met him, and my seat there was always a drip. It was just a drip.
What do you mean a drip?
Like something was
from
dripping.
The ceiling.
Yeah,
it was so gross, and the people were
but you
like,
didn't care.
You didn't
just,
care.
You
right.
were just happy to be
it was
there.
It was like the crowd at the bleachers back years ago, prior to Red Sox winning.
It
was like I would go with my brother, and he would like stay close to me because it was a rough crowd.
Yeah, for sure.
Now,
for sure.
Were you this big sports fanatic before you met Michael, or it just kind of happened because you married into this sports family?
Well, I would say I had a friend, my good friend Colleen, who passed away. She was one of my cancer girls. She got free tickets. And, you know, when you're single and someone calls you on a Thursday at 3:00, you want to go to a Boston Bruins game tonight for free. You're like, okay.
And then you got hooked.
And then I got hooked. And Cam Neely had what's called a Gordie Howe hat trick. You probably know it. It's when you get in a fight, you get a goal, and you get an assist in the same game.
What?
Gordie Howe was a player back in the day. And Cam Neely had a Gordie Howe hat trick at my first Bruins game. And I was like, wow.
This is unbelievable. Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, so then I just started getting into it and watching. And a guy at work would give me tickets once in a while. And this is the guy that I now buy from.
Wow.
So
are you a screamer fan or are you quiet? Because there's definitely two types. You
she is not
screaming
quiet.
Or you say nothing.
Oh, I speak. Yeah. I speak.
Yeah. Kathy's not quiet.
Yeah, I speak. I yell. I call them by their names. I have my little nicknames for them, you know. Come on, Charlie. Come on. You know, like I'm into it. And I've met a bunch of them before, so I'm kind of like, feel like I know them.
Yeah, you know them. Now you're pals with them.
Yeah.
I mean.
You're a big fan.
Yeah, I am a big fan.
I feel like you need to
hang out with them.
Yeah.
I know. I've tried.
You
I mean,
really
like
do.
I said, I have met them. I've met them at autograph signings and a charity event. And quick story. I was in New York City visiting Jenna when she used to work at Fordham. And we were going to a Bruins game and we were walking down the street towards Madison Square Garden. And all of a sudden, we're walking by a hotel with a bus, and it's the team coming out of the hotel to get on the bus to go to MSG.
Dream come true.
And I was like, oh, my God. So Of course, I like pull her off to the side. I think she saw the bus first, actually. I give her a little credit. And as they're coming out, I'm going up to them saying hi, and she's snapping pictures. And she said I was like one of the players, Milan Lucci, who just came back to the Bruins. Thank God, we love him. He was had the flu.
Oh.
And I was rubbing his back, asking him how he was feeling. And she was Jenna was capturing all this.
It's wonderful.
This guy said,
are you playing?
Who is rubbing my back?
Are you okay?
And why is she
Do you need some soup?
Are you going to play tonight?
Are you going to be okay to play tonight? Yeah. Are you sweating? What's going on?
Yeah, I know. But that was fun. Yeah. So.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I told the story before when I flew. My sister went to George Washington University. So my mother and I, my mother, Lois, said, we need to go visit your sister. I said, fine. And so we were flying from Boston to Washington. So I got on the plane. It was a snowy, icky day. I walk on, and there is the entire Celtics team in first class. I'm talking Larry Bird, Mikhail Johnson, Casey Jones, all the old timers.
Gigantic human beings.
They were so giant. And so they were playing cards in the aisle. Because their arms were so long. And so they were just playing cards with you. I just went from person to person. Kevin McHale. Loved him. I went from player to player to player and got everyone's autographs.
Ooh, good.
And I said, well, this plane's not going to crash. There's no way we're going down with the entire Celtics.
No way.
I mean, everyone, the coach, it was amazing.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah,
awesome. I know. It's I'll never forget it. Then we had to go through, you know, and go to Washington and do all the stuff. And my mother's like, oh, my God. My mother loved history. And, you know, we got to the Lincoln Memorial. Mm. She's like, God bless America. I'm like, this is so boring.
Basically, Kathy before every Bruins game.
Exactly. I'm like, I guess you have to like history to like Washington, D.C. Yeah. So that was my, you know.
Did you like D.C.?
I don't know. I was so young. Oh, my mother's making me do all these things I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
But my sister, she worked her ass off at GW. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So hard.
Great school.
I know. So, but yeah. So that was that. Wait. I want to know about the food at the Bruins because food's a big thing.
Well, we typically eat, you know, like I said.
Oh, you eat before.
But there has been an occasion where we're running late. We found So they have, let's see, they have your typical chicken fingers, french fries, mile-long pizza slices, but they also have some like sliced turkey and sliced roast beef sandwiches at one spot. They have like a little Mexican.
I was trying to compare it to the football food.
It might be a little bit better.
Yeah, it sounds like it is.
Yeah, yeah. You can get like a, like some Mexican food, like, and plus they have a lot better alcohol at the Garden. They have drinks besides just beer. You can get mixed drinks.
Well, so you can get mixed drinks at Gillette.
Oh, you can?
Well, yeah.
Upstairs.
So, well, where our section is, Tony has to walk like 10 miles.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just get two at a time.
Well, the old Garden, you could only get beer
upstairs,
except for downstairs, there was one bar. There was like one bar downstairs. And when I met Michael, we were sitting up in the balcony. And do you remember Bartles and James wine coolers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Berry was my favorite. Every period, I'd make
You'd
him
run
walk
up?
All the way
they
down.
They give you a glass bottle?
No. They pour it in a cup.
Oh, okay.
I would walk all the way down to get my Bartles and James.
Could you get two at a time?
All the way up.
That's a lot of work.
That is so much work. So, well, I know you have. You have the one martini before the game.
Espresso
martini.
So she likes the caffeine.
Right.
I need the caffeine to get me pumped up.
Right.
And the bartender at Filippo's, Christiana, who's also our waiter, makes the best espresso martini.
I love an espresso martini.
I do too. I don't drink them enough because I go out at night and I can't drink one because.
You can ask for decaf cappuccino or decaf espresso.
What?
Oh, yes. There is such a thing.
I don't get the Baileys in mine. I get mine dark.
I get the Baileys in mine. But I like them dark, too. But you have to just ask. They will have decaf.
I am learning. Mm-hmm. So I've learned about shrimp. I've learned about the decaf espresso martini. Mm-hmm. I've learned about the some type of a hat trick where you get into a fight.
Steph.
What?
I'm going to get you for Thanksgiving. My girlfriend makes her own espresso martinis, and they are to die for. Good. She gets a mix.
Oh.
The EFFEN. And it comes in a cool bottle. She knows exactly what to. I'm going to get it to you for to have for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
It's really good. She makes it. Do you have a shaker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. It's delicious.
This is so exciting.
Yep.
Looks like we're having espresso martinis at Thanksgiving.
Perfect.
Well, now what happens is I start drinking before the guests come. And then by the time they come, I don't care what's going on.
Yes. Perfect.
I don't know what's going on with the food. I'm bombed. I don't care.
Now I want to give credit to Stephanie too, which I learned from her. So growing up, you know, if my mom would host, we'd have, you know, she had beautiful dishware and plates and platters and like everything comes out on this, these beautiful things that need to be cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And same with my mother-in-law, hosts this magnificent, but like it all needs to be cleaned and it looks so pretty, right?
It's gorgeous.
Like it's beautiful.
Right.
But it's also like, I don't know, a lot of work. And Stephanie uses those tins. And then once they're done, you can make it to go. I think you did. You are you the one who brings containers?
Yeah, I tell people to bring their own takeout containers.
And then she doesn't clean up. She just takes those tins, the baking whatever aluminum.
Yes.
And throws them out.
Do not bring anything to my house without baking it in a tin.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you probably just have to manage garbage.
I do. We have to manage garbage. But, you know, and right. My mother used to host Thanksgiving my whole life. And my sister and I had to sit. We had to polish the silver.
Yeah.
My mother worked for days cooking all her food.
Right.
And right. We spent hours cleaning up.
Right.
We don't have time for that. And that's so not fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Right. I didn't know about the decaf. So now I can order a decaf black espresso martini.
I wouldn't risk it. Why? Me personally, because
do you have decaf espresso? And they go, yes. I go, I sure. Because if I'm awake at 3 a.m., I'm calling you.
Right.
I'm calling you.
But like somebody.
Because if you go to some random place, Steph, guaranteed they're going to be like, that's an $8 upcharge for that espresso. And if they're not going to be like, no, I don't have it. And then at 3 in the morning.
But don't you think that's a little effed up, a decaf espresso?
No.
And I order them all the time. When I go out for dinner, I order a decaf espresso. But why? Like, it doesn't even make sense.
Well, if you like the taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just something about, with dessert, having
right.
like a nice espresso or a cappuccino.
Do you order dessert when you're at?
Not before Bruins game.
Yeah. No dessert.
Oh, yeah. That sugar crash should be like too
he
much.
Usually gives me a little Pizzella.
Oh, yeah.
With like the powdered sugar on it.
So what do you drink when you're at the Bruins game?
Right.
So I only have one beer and it's between the first and second period.
This is, everything is very calculated with you.
I mean, but Steven Stein was the same, remember?
He did?
Yes, with his big meals.
Oh, right.
His epic meals.
Oh, right. If he was going out for a big dinner.
I'm like, I want to hear you
pregame. He would start to hydrate.
He was like, how do you know I do this? Because it's your thing.
Right.
So if it's your thing, you
right.
have a regimen,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You have a program that
right.
you do, how you do it. I mean.
Well, now I'm never going to think like anytime there's a Bruins game and it's home and I know you're going, I know what you're eating.
Yeah.
I know where you're parking.
Yeah.
I know who your waiter is.
What time you're leaving.
I know mm-hmm. what time you're leaving.
What time you're arriving.
I know what you're drinking between first and second period.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing information.
If you happen to be watching the game and it's the break, you'll be like Kathy standing in line right now
right.
getting a beer.
Yeah.
And what beer are you drinking?
So, remember I was telling you earlier we used to walk all the way downstairs to get at Bottles and James
yeah.
back 25 years ago. Well, we got to know those bartenders, and he used to put it on the side for me so I didn't have to wait in line.
Oh.
Well, those two bartenders still work at the New Boston Garden, and they are now behind Loge, probably like my age,
okay.
behind Loge 7.
Which is my age.
Which
no,
is the Sam Adams bar.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. What? They what?
So they are, they're still there and they're behind Loge 7 at the Sam Adams bar. So I get a Wicked Hazy, which is like the Sam Adams light beer.
What do you drink at Gillette?
Oh, first I get hammered. we go to Tavolino And I have a martini at 11:30 in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah. So I get my dirty martini.
How do you then last all that
Meredith,
time?
Meredith, I have the best effing time.
I would need
so
a
I
nap.
Get that. Then I get sometimes I get a Bloody Mary, but I decided I'm not doing that anymore. So I do the martini at 11:30. Then I do a vodka soda if we have time.
At Tavolino?
Yeah. And then once we get to the stadium, I just drink vodka sodas. And I laugh. And
so
I never
where's
know.
The alcohol? Because
I'm
like kind of right next to you. Remember I came and saw
you
a couple
weeks ago. I was so excited. I screeched with delight.
Well, the power of social media, because she posted from her seat and I saw it. And I said, that looks like the same view as me.
Yeah.
You must be like one section over. And you were one section over.
That was it. Was like, Stephanie.
So next thing I know, she was sitting next to me. Now, you guys tailgate.
Not anymore.
What?
Yeah, we don't tailgate anymore because we don't have the club seats anymore.
Oh.
And with the club seats, you paid for a parking pass. So okay. We had that great parking spot.
Oh, gotcha.
Spot. And that was 15 years and I am
You're done.
Glad it's over.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Too
a lot of prep.
Much.
15 years of tailgating. What was your tailgate food? What did you do? Ugh. You set up tables and you... Chicken wings, all that.
Well, it
stuff.
Depended on the game because if it was a 1 o'clock game, we had to be there at 9 when the gates opened to get the spot at the end.
What if you had to go to the bathroom?
There's porta potties.
I can't.
Yeah.
I...
Well, you have to if you're there early enough,
and then it's fine.
Then it's fine.
Right.
So we would do a breakfast tailgate. Michael would cook bacon the night before. Everything went in an aluminum tray, and we had a full grill with us, so we would put everything on the grill to heat it up, and then we had Sterno's. So we would do scrambled eggs. French toast,
delicious.
Bacon, and sausages for
yeah.
breakfast.
Yeah.
And then at about 11, we would do steak tips, you know, like we would do like a little lunch thing. It was crazy. And we had a bar I bartended for 10 years at the tailgates. Bloody Marys, mimosas, and then we had vodka, gin, beer, tequila.
A lot of prep.
I mean, this is so much prep.
Yeah.
And you had to prep the whole day before, pretty much. Well, you had your routine down towards the end, but.
My favorite game is the 4 o'clock game because.
You didn't have to do
you
breakfast.
You didn't have to really get there till like noon. Mm. And then you were like pretty much home by like 9:30.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, it wasn't like you were up. To get up at 7 o'clock on a Sunday to go to a Patriots game.
That's too
is
much.
Not,
I can't commit
no,
to that.
I can't.
No, no.
No, it's too much.
And we haven't stayed till the end of a game yet. Anthony doesn't like the traffic. So we leave before fourth quarter's over.
Yeah. I mean, a diehard's not going to do that. But
right.
You can listen to it on the way out.
Jimmy Shapiro has a heart attack every single time. You know, Jimmy, he sits a couple rows. Where are you going? I go, Jimmy, stop it.
Yeah.
I can't. And I have to make excuses. Last week, I'm like, Jimmy, we have to go. Cousin Josh broke his toe. Like, I have to come up with excuses. I don't know what to We have to leave. We can't stay.
The dog. You can always. Oh, you don't
have I don't have a dog anymore.
I know. I can always say the dog. I got to go let the dog out.
Right. Got to let the dog out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
By you leaving early, do you avoid the 2 hours that you're stuck there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're out. I'm home. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Where do you park?
I'll have to tell you off air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's a big thing with Gillette, I feel like.
It's
I mean, at least with Boston, there's a million different ways to get in and out of the city.
Yeah.
There's only one road
to
Gillette.
Yeah. It's
you
ridiculous.
Know what I mean? So it's
right.
it's not as easy as as Boston. But,
yeah, no.
Yeah.
So are you going? Do you have a game this week?
We went Monday. We were at Monday's game,
which
was the Hockey Fights Cancer because that's like a big cancer's like a big, big. I'm a big supporter of the American Cancer Society and the NHL.
Are you coming to our St. Jude's event?
No, and
12-12.
Sure.
You know how we do it at the brewery
oh,
every year.
Yeah.
St.
Oh wait,
Jude's.
Yeah, because I went to that before.
You always come.
Yeah, I did. Yes,
12-12.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it? 6 to 9.
Yeah, 6 to 9.
Wicked fun. Easy, casual.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I went because I brought Sean, my son, and he ended up, he's really good friends with Spence.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're starting to sell tickets soon.
Okay, yeah, we're going live.
It sold out the last
it
couple
sells
years.
Up,
so.
It sells out.
Know,
we've never had a year.
You know what? It's such a great event, though, because
it
it's
is.
Casual. That time of the year, everybody has a gazillion things going on. You can just leave work and go. Yeah. You don't have to get dressed. You don't have to do anything. You go have a beer. Yeah.
And
play
they do
some,
a great job.
Yeah. They do a great job. Yeah. Right. We try. So Mara said this year I can't be on the mic because I'm usually drunk. And I feel like it, and I don't. Do I? I feel like I've been talking about how much I drink this episode. Anyway, so, and then Alexa and I end up fighting over the microphone for the raffles.
Yeah.
Mara said, no more.
Yeah.
And so we.
Because there's a DJ.
Yeah. And so he's going to do it.
His job. Perfect. We do not need anyone from the team on the microphone.
I got you.
Period.
What about the year? Were you guys the year the Alexa's friend kept winning everything?
Yes.
The same Brookie person? Timonel. Yes.
Was she the one that won the TV?
Yes. She was so embarrassed.
And she won everything. And then we went, and then we had another event at the boutique in Easton. What is it?
Bliss.
Bliss. We had a Weinstein event. It was before we were Weinstein Keach. And we had an event at Bliss. And Alexa had to pull out the person. And she goes, if this is Brooke Simoneau, I'm going to kill myself. And we were laughing. She pulls it out. She's like, oh my God, it's Brooke friggin' Simoneau. I said, Brooke, you are not allowed to be in any more of our raffles. It is rude and people are getting pissed.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I love
so she's out.
Yeah, I remember that TV. I think we were hoping for it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, we're going to have another big gift.
Yeah, Brookie and Bernona told us today.
Yes,
she's
Brooke
like, you
said,
guys need a big item.
Yeah, she goes, you and Meredith will be buying a big item. What should we get?
I mean, the TV is so impressive, Stephanie.
It is. Should we just do the TV again?
The TV's great. Like you leave with the TV.
I know.
Oh, that's great. A new TV. Even if you, even like your TV could be 2 years old, you like find a place
for a TV.
I want a
TV.
Yeah.
All right. So
and I'll do the scratchy board.
Okay.
Right. Like that's what we do.
Well, yeah. You and I will split that and we'll split the TV.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Because they're two fun items to win.
Yeah. And then we're going to have sponsors this year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we had them last year.
Well, yeah. Right.
But we've already got commitments. It's really good.
It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. And really, we just have to go because the girls do everything.
Yeah. Alexa and Brooke do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tickets go on sale Friday.
Excellent. Yeah. I'll be looking for that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So anyway, so you went to the game Monday and then, now we wanted to talk about, and Meredith, you haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
The Beckhams.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You have to watch the documentary.
Yeah, I actually was last night when I came home, I was like,
you
should
debating?
I start it now? And then I was like, no, because it was late and I was only just like down.
I feel like I need to rewatch it because I think I fell asleep and then I woke up. So I have to watch it again.
Yeah,
what were you most impressed by?
Honestly, like when all that was going on with him, I mean, first of all, he's not American. You know, he's he's in the UK. So you didn't really pay attention. I mean, soccer is not big in the US, right?
Yeah, right.
So you don't, I mean, it's getting it now. But back then, you didn't pay attention to what was going on with him. And I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I was shocked as a sports fan myself about how the fans treated him.
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Bad.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I mean, I don't want to give away too much for anyone that hasn't watched it. But I mean, it's public knowledge. You know, it already happened. But it's just pretty much the story of his life. Okay. Like when he started and all the way that everything that happened to him when he was with Manchester United. And then I didn't even realize how many teams he played on. And then he came to L.A. I remember that when he came to L.A. Galaxy. And now he owns a team in Miami. And
he's hot.
But hot. Yeah.
He married a
Spice Girl. And their story is amazing.
And they're still together and have a bunch of kids.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. I thought they're like my two favorite people. I literally just bought Victoria Beckham's eyeliner.
Oh, I am having a huge problem with eyeliner. Is it creamy?
Yes.
And it's a pencil?
Yeah, but it's like a soft pencil.
That's what I need.
Yep. What's wrong with your eyeliner?
I can't. I'm having a lot of trouble with all different eyeliners, getting them on my eyes now. I don't know why.
Are you using a facial cream that's impacting it?
Maybe.
Is it? It could be.
Probably.
You might have to let it
dry
before you put the eyeliner on.
Or don't put any cream on your face, on your eyes, near your eyes.
Oh, all right. I'll try that tomorrow. Mm. So where'd you get it?
Online. I started following her.
David. She's been coming up in my feed and for her makeup.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious.
So I started following them, of course, because now I'm obsessed with them.
Oh, good.
And I want to know everything about them.
I love your different obsessions.
Yeah. And I said, hey, I like different liners. I'm going to try it. And so I bought it.
There you go.
This is why we need that Linktree stuff.
We do. We're going to start Linktree. So now we can, now we're going to get the Victoria Beckham liner and we're going to see if we like it. And if we do, we're going to put on our Linktree so other people will buy it and we'll make money.
Yeah, there you go. And I did the same thing with J-Lo. When J-Lo and Ben got back together again.
Oh, yeah.
I like, we got re-involved.
How that's going. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Yeah. And I,
Gregory.
I bought her, sunscreen, her bronzer,
yep,
which is a cream bronzer. It's not like a powder bronzer. And I brought her face wash, and I wasn't crazy about it because the bottle leaks. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. What the hell was wrong with that?
I don't know. It was just bad design. You know what?
And I feel like a lot of these products I'm buying, I feel like they're like half filled or something. And I feel like most of it's the packaging.
Yeah.
And then there's barely any product inside.
Yeah.
Really getting sick of that.
Yeah. It's like a bag of potato chips. It's half full.
It's half full. Yeah, it's
why do you have to make the bag so big?
Right.
Why is there air in here?
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah. So I don't know. But I'll try the eyeliner.
How do you guys take your makeup off?
I use Neutrogena.
The makeup pads. So
I don't use the pads. I use the liquid Neutrogena.
Oh.
The non-oily one, and then I use the little round pads.
Wait, so what is that? What are these?
This stuff? So it's like a liquid
makeup remover specific.
Yeah, Neutrogena oil.
Oh, so you pour it on oil free.
Pour it on the little pad, little cotton pad, and take it off, and then I wash my face.
Hmm.
I've been using this new stuff. I don't even know what it's called. I got it from Bethany Frankel. She's like, oh my God, this stuff. You have to get this stuff. And anytime anyone says you have to get this, I have to stop. I have a problem. I'm like, I need that. And so when it comes in a jar and you put it on your face and it just, everything starts to come off.
Mascara too.
Everything. Yep. I put it.
That's my hardest part because I wear
know.
A lot of mascara.
This takes the mascara and then I take a white face cloth. And then I have makeup all over the face cloth. So I go through, I bought a whole bunch of them. And I use a new one every night. Now, sometimes I'm too lazy, so then I take out the Neutrogena makeup wipe.
Mm.
And then I just wipe everything off.
The wipes don't get
But I never wash my face after.
No.
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 Do you?
I'm actually new to the makeup remover scene. I mean, I used to use what you have.
What do you mean? You used to go to bed with makeup on?
No, I wash my face religiously.
Like with soap and water?
I cannot put my makeup face because I use foundation on it. I could not put that face
either.
On a pillow.
I used to when I was younger. I don't know why.
But I tried a wipe this weekend and it was miraculous. But I feel like that's not going to be great for my skin.
It can be very drying.
Yeah.
And
like to use it every night. My problem is what I'm using is not getting all the foundation off and then it's causing breakouts. So I do have a new wash, new-ish, that is really fabulous. That actually works great. So I don't have to do a wipe or makeup remover and then wash. I just wash.
Oh, well, I don't wash at all. And I told Meredith last week that I'm going to keep some makeup wipes in my car for when I'm driving home.
Oh.
I hate going home and I'm like,
too tired.
Right? You have to wash your face.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Put on your moisturizer.
Put on your eye
Have you
cream.
Guys tried the put black toothpaste?
Cream.
No. Have you?
Yes.
And?
I don't like it.
Oh.
Wait, what is it?
It's like charcoal or something.
Oh, no.
I do not like brushing my teeth with black toothpaste.
Yeah, that's weird to
it's
me.
It's a psychological thing.
It doesn't make sense.
And you know what? I don't like minty toothpaste before bed either.
Oh, no?
Nope.
Oh.
Just no, because then it's like you got something in your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have such a hard time with it. But I tried like a fruity toothpaste with my family.
No, I don't like fruity.
The kids were like, what is this?
I have prescription toothpaste. So I go to the dentist every 4 months for a cleaning.
Why do you have prescription?
Because it was for sensitive teeth, but I don't know what it is. But she's like, your teeth are unbelievable. You are so lucky. She's like, because you kind of have cracks in a lot of your teeth. She goes, but this, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. I use my Crest White mouthwash.
Oh, you do the mouthwash.
Yep, and then I have my whatever toothpaste, I forget what it is now. I'll have to text you that I get at the dentist. And it's like made like, it's like made my enamel harder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's important.
I have really.
Doesn't fluoride do that?
Yeah, but I think if you're getting a prescription one, it's probably like got extra
superpowers,
super stuff in it.
Yeah. And my hygienist is like, this, and she said it years ago, is the best toothpaste you are ever going to use.
Ooh.
And I listen to everything Nancy Sarnowitz says.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to do like a whitening. I just did Invisalign.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, how was that?
It looked great.
Obsessed. I loved it. And I had braces as a kid, but you know, you don't wear your retainer when you're 16, 17.
Well, and the other thing too, like as you get older, your teeth start to shift.
Mm-hmm. Mine on the bottom are all crooked. Yeah.
Yeah.
The strips, I have molds. I have the whole things that like go into your mouth.
Yeah.
And the crest strips are phenomenal.
They're the best.
They're phenomenal.
Oh,
I just have trouble wearing them. I'm always like.
It's 15 minutes. That's it. You're not even supposed to brush your teeth first. You're supposed to just put them on. Hang out for and it doesn't last 15 minutes.
They start to curl off
afterwards.
But on my Crest Brilliant whatever stuff
my
I
girlfriend
use,
uses
my mouth,
wash too.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, your teeth are nice and white. Yeah.
They're not bad.
You gotta have white teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to walk around with
orange teeth.
No. As Alexa says, candy corn teeth.
Does anyone eat candy corn?
I do.
I love candy corn and circus peanuts.
Oh my God. What?
Ew.
Can I just tell you the Easter Bunny used to bring us circus peanuts? And I was like, this is the weirdest candy.
I'm the only one in the United States of America who loves circus peanuts.
John and Arlene Keach used to get circus peanuts. Well, I'm going to have to ask my mom. I think it was my mom who loved the circus peanuts.
I love them.
It was so strange.
I want one right now.
What do they taste like?
Bizarre. It tastes like chemicals.
Yeah, it's all chemicals.
And it's the most bizarre texture. It's not a marshmallow.
It's nothing.
It's like a sponge.
Yeah, it's a sponge of chemicals. And you sink your teeth into it.
I think they sell them at the dollar store.
They do?
I think I've seen them at the dollar store.
Oh, this is so exciting.
That's circus peanuts.
And has two thumbs? I do. You're ever wondering what to get me for a gift? Circus peanuts, folks.
Do you like puffed molasses?
Probably.
I bet.
Well, I don't know. That sounds sticky on my teeth. And I just got a crown, so it makes me nervous. Ooh. My
puffed
first
molasses
crown.
Molasses is very strange, too. And
puffed molasses.
And you can only, around here, you can only get it at Hilliard's, like at Hilliard's.
Really?
I'll get some. You can try it.
Well, I don't know if I
You can just try a little more.
Well, I probably would like it. If I like a circus peanut, I'd probably like puffed molasses.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm, what about the bark? Tis the season at Hilliard's for the
Hilliard's
Christmas bark.
Hilliard's had the Oprah, remember?
Yes.
Oprah mentioned for Hilliard's bark.
Yes. And they went crazy and then they put on a huge addition.
Yeah.
Oh.
They created a new candy factory.
I did not know that.
And the people who love Hilliard's wanted access to the candy factory.
Oh.
You wanted to be able to go through a tour.
Is this like Willy Wonka?
Yes. Oh. But they said no because Board of Health, they said with the Board of Health and the public coming in, it's just too difficult.
That's rude.
I know.
They can't have group showings.
No.
Oh. Yeah, they could just put like plastic partitions up or something.
You know what my daughter said?
What?
The neighborhood where she went trick-or-treating in, she said, they are so rich.
Ooh.
They are so rich, Mom, that they gave out whole Hilliard's chocolate candy bars.
Whoa.
Rich.
That's rich.
That?
Did you have trick-or-treaters last night?
Yeah. Rich.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Adam, fine.
We had two groups.
You had 10 groups?
No, not a ton. I said, I think maybe 20, 25 kids.
You know what? Next year, before my kids have completely aged out, next year, I want to go to the streets by the schools. Columbus, Spooner, Sheridan.
Okay.
It just sounds amazing to me.
I like it.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, girls, believe it or not, the hour's over.
That's it.
I know a lot about the Bruins now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very exciting.
Yeah. On to Thanksgiving, folks.
Yeah, on to Thanksgiving.
Yes, on to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so stay tuned for Thanksgiving updates.
Thanks for coming, Kathy.
Thanks for having us, ladies.
Kathy with a
Catherine with an A.
Catherine with an A.
Catherine H. Cosgrove. There you have it, folks.
Nichols.
Yeah. Nichols. Right.
Thanks for
great, girls.
Joining us.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.